I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the High Performance Podcast. As part of our season of change on the podcast, we are trying to set you up for a year of change in 2023. So a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about goals. We heard from the swimming coach, Mel Marshall, about outcome goals. We discussed performance with boxing promoter, Eddie Hearn. And we spoke with Chrissy Wellington, the Ironman triathlete, about process goals. Last week, it was motivation. We explained why extrinsic motivation is a challenge, why intrinsic motivation is what you need to look for. And we heard from criminals, we heard from fitness coaches, we heard from athletes about the three different types of motivation that you can rely on. So this week, we come to something that I think, Professor, is unsexy. It isn't going to generate headlines, but it isn't talked about often enough because I believe that this is the golden thread that binds together high performance.
100% right, Jake. This is like the drumbeat in the background that just keeps you going, that all high performance requires consistency. It's not what you do occasionally, it's what you do every day that makes a difference. And I think we've got some great guests that can share with us some brilliant wisdom on this. It's inevitable that if you're listening to this at this time of year, you might have already failed in what your ambition was. You might have missed a day's training. You might have decided to have that drink in dry January. You might have decided that you were going to skip a session. What our next guest, Jamie Peacock, the Titan of Rugby League, told us was, failing once is fine, but you never double up on it. His message that he gave us was, never fail twice. Let's listen to Jamie share his wisdom here and how it can help all of us.
When you're a bit younger, you want to blame other people and thinking it's not my fault. But then after a while, you think, well, what can I do better about this next time? And I thought to myself, everybody makes a mistake, you know, even the best players I play with, they make mistakes. But it's that doubling up that you just can't do. You just can't do that. If you want to be an elite player, you're going to have mistakes from time to time. You're going to make errors. No one plays a perfect game. But the ones I watch, they don't compound them. They don't double them up.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really good kind of attitude to have with everything we do in life.
I know it can sound harsh, never fail twice, but actually I focus on the kindness element here, which is even someone like Jamie Peacock, who used to captain his country in rugby league and was the man of steel, the hardest man in rugby league, he's basically admitting there when he says never fail twice that he failed. And this is the thing that I want to sort of really point out to people, is that I want them to fail. And I want them to fail consistently. Like he says, never fail twice. And what that means is don't keep making the same mistakes. But I still feel that we should be seeking failure because I believe that failure is where growth is. And what we actually have to do in 2023 is change our mindsets so we don't see it as failure. We see it as learning. And as soon as we stop failing, then I think that we've stopped putting ourselves in that place where we're pushing ourselves to the limits. Is that
yeah.
fair?
Yeah, I think that's really fair. I think the doubling up on it is make sure that you do that reflection when you made the mistake and then get smarter next time. I mean, one of Jamie's great quotes that he used actually leads into the next message of consistency, where he said, be the best at the things that don't require any talent. Showing up on time, making sure that you've got your preparation right, being polite and respectful. They're all things that don't require talent, but distinguish you. And it's what our next guest, the brilliant Saria McGeegan, told us, and what he defines as world-class basics.
You know, I've called it world-class basics, that each position or each role has certain skills that are very specific to that role. And that's often the selection of why that person is there, why that player is there, that he has skills, he has an attitude and his approach that makes a difference to that position. But by doing that, and by taking that on, you then have an understanding of what happens within the players next to you and the group that's two passes away from you. And so building that collective understanding of the impact of what you can do under pressure. And often it's the basics. It's actually delivering something that you know you can do or needs to be done that actually makes a difference when it matters. It's not show. It's actually impact on performance. And that, to me, is elite performance, because it's actually changing what everybody can do and how everybody can operate at their maximum.
You know, I love that clip. I've seen therapists talk about this sort of thing, and they talk about like a diamond necklace, and they say, imagine the start of every day. You have a diamond necklace with no diamonds on. And they say to their clients, they say, all I want you to do is add a diamond. And at the end of the day, there might be 100 diamonds on that necklace. But every time you make a decision, you have the choice to add a diamond to the necklace or not. And I think once you have this image in your head, this analogy of a diamond necklace, every time someone says, do you want to do this? Would you like to eat that? Do you want to go there? Should we not bother doing this? You have to think about that diamond. So do you press snooze on your alarm? No, you don't. You add a diamond by getting out of bed. Do you set your alarm half an hour earlier so you're up before the rest of your family? Yes, you do, and you add a diamond. When you get up, do you put on some good music? Do you take an Athletic Greens supplement? Yeah. Do you have 10 minutes of quiet calm reflecting on what happened yesterday? You add a diamond. Yes, you do. Do you make notes about what you want to achieve that day and that week? You add a diamond. Yes, you do. And you can see by the end of the day, once you have this idea of adding diamonds to the necklace in your head, then you've got it. And I think that is a real key tenet for me, because I don't want people to feel alienated by the name high performance. I want them to realize it isn't bold gestures. It isn't great steps forwards. It's tiny little steps and consistently sticking to them. It's no good building a diamond necklace with 100 diamonds on a Monday, adding 3 diamonds on a Tuesday, none on a Wednesday, and 80 on the Thursday.
Yeah.
I'd rather you added 30 diamonds every day.
That's brilliant. And that leads into the next clip that we're going to listen to here, was with the current England Rugby League captain, Sam Tompkins, when he told us around each of those diamonds are what he refers to as the one percenters, the stuff that you focus on doing the small steps, what Sir Dave Brailsford built in British cycling as his marginal gains. These small 1% increments take us further if we do them consistently. Let's listen to Sam share with us how powerful that worked for him in his career and in the culture that he played in at Wigan Warriors.
It's the 1%, things that other people won't notice, do them best. So we, in rugby terms, there'd be people score amazing tries and come up with big tackles, but there's 100 things that the average spectator wouldn't see. Someone working, when the ball's away, working an extra 3 metres to cover a little bit of space in case the ball comes back. These are what we call 1% efforts. And they'd get highlighted after a game and be held in much higher regard than a try.
Right.
Or a tackle.
Okay.
And we'd do a video review, and we'd see like the general things, like whatever went well or bad in the game. And at the end, it'd say, right, 1% efforts, and then we'd see. And it might be someone who doesn't get the accolades that they deserve, and they're a player that you need in a team, but their name's not in the paper, getting paid a fortune, but they do the 1% as right. And that, amongst the group, was more valued.
That was a brilliant clip. It went viral, had hundreds of thousands of downloads, and I think it's because it's so simple, right?
It's the work that goes on in the shadows. Pretty much every high-performance culture that you'll go into in a sporting environment, the ones that sustain consistently the success, this is where they put their focus and effort and attention. They look at the work that happens in the shadows, the one percenters, the stuff that nobody ever sees, is all the stuff that is. You can focus on these world-class basics and just do them consistently every day. That is where you eventually build this platform that allows 2023 to become the year of change for you.
And the final clip we're going to share with you is motivational speaker, New York Times best-selling author Mel Robbins. She joined us on the podcast, and she is a master at finding happiness in the simple everyday things. Have a listen to what she told us.
I literally raise my hand and I high-five the woman in the mirror because she needed it. And look, it's not like lightning struck. you know, the heavens didn't part and there weren't like, oh, angel, like that. That's not what happened. I literally just felt like something small shift inside me. That's it. I just felt like a little, my shoulders dropped, my chin lift. I actually laughed because it's so dumb. I mean, come on. That's pathetic. I'm standing there. I got to high five myself. Jeez Louise, who does that? And I kind of laugh at the absurdity of the whole thing. And then I kind of, I don't even say it. I kind of feel this sense of suck it up. Come on. It's not that bad. There's people with a lot. Just get out there. And I go on with my day.
I really loved that chat with Mel, you know, and I think it's a really good thing for people to hear at the start of a new year.
Yeah, definitely. Do you remember when I told her at the start of the interview that I was cynical about this stuff? And do you remember her response?
How's cynicism working out for you?
Yeah, but I think that's a good reminder for all of us listening to this, that we might be in that stage of the year now where we're starting to get a little bit cynical about, I can't do this, you know, this isn't for me. And actually, just to remind ourselves that this is all about doing small things and building them in to our habits, like doing the high five in the mirror. Mel also specializes in a countdown from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then just take action without thinking of it. These small little behavioral hacks, if we do them regular enough, they start to become part of our character, part of just what we do without even having to really spend time investing, thinking or worrying about it.
As part of our month of change episodes to set you up for the new year, we spoke in week one about goals, week two about motivation. But I think I speak for myself and Professor Damien Hughes when I say that this episode about consistency is the key one for you to have in your armory. Because if you're not consistent, quite simply, you will never know. If you take on change and you live with it for a couple of weeks, who knows what could have happened if you'd have lived with it for 6 or 7 months. The other thing is, I think that because people are not consistent, people do not realise what they're capable of. People are walking around in their hundreds of millions on planet Earth with the one life they get given, and they're not getting the most out of it. They're not achieving their potential. They're not doing the things that they could. And it isn't because of anything other than consistency. Please don't give this stuff that we're talking about a go for a couple of weeks and then stop because you don't see the rewards. Listen, send us a message. If by September you've seen no differences, then we'll hold our hands up and say we got something wrong during these conversations. But we truly believe that if you do the things that we've spoken about on the last 3 episodes of High Performance, then you will see change this year, because we've spoken to the greatest leaders on the planet who've adopted this stuff and they have seen the change. Their lives have become your lessons. And that's what we're sharing right here. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you for our 4th and final change episode next week, where we focus on how you can sustain the change.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.